Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew. With my co-host Macaulay Matthew, I am of course William Ramo. Hey, what's up, Macaulay?
Hey, what's up, Will? What's up, Sports Urban Legionnaires?
That's right. What's up to the, shout out to the fans. You know, without the fans, you know, we wouldn't be doing this show.
So, yep.
You know, much respect and thanks for the support over the years. I'm doing all right. You know the number, folks. It's 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So feel free to talk sports, entertainment, everything else. You know what the deal? You know we're gonna tip off with little NBA basketball with the Knicks. Of course, unfortunately. You know, we're going to talk what else is going on in the NBA playoffs. We're going to talk what's going on in the world of sports. You know, Mets won 4-3 against the Cubs in Cincinnati. I mean, not Cincinnati, in Chicago.
Yep.
We'll talk about the rain now with the with the Yankees and Blue Jays, mm-hmm. and talk a little bit about the Rangers as their season's, you know, heading for a tailspin right about now against the Bruins down 2-0. And, of course, as usual, you know, we're going to talk a little sports entertainment, you know, a little WWE, and you know how it is. So
yep.
You guys know the number. Feel free to make a feedback. If not, you know, just sit back and enjoy the show. But let's tip off for the last time with a little Knicks basketball.
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately. But, yeah, this is going to most likely be the last time we're going to talk about the Knicks for a while. Unless
yep.
there's some, you know, newsworthy, something happens, I guess, with the free agency, with Chris Paul or whatnot. Or,
yep.
But, yeah, before we fast forward to, we fast forward the Knicks tape, if you will, to July. Let's, unfortunately, talk about, you know, what happened last night as officially the Knicks were eliminated from
mm-hmm.
From the playoffs yesterday,
yeah.
To the former rivals from the 90s, the Indiana Pacers. I guess they really didn't need Reggie Miller.
Nope. They had good defense and rebounding. They out-hustled the Knicks throughout this whole series.
Oh, yeah.
And they got the foul calls. I mean, they went to the line. I think they went to the line 44 times last night.
Yeah, it was some ridiculous.
Knicks only went 18 times.
Yeah, it's unacceptable. I mean, they just really outplayed us. They it was like Survivor, man. They
mm-hmm.
outsmarted us, outplayed us, and definitely outlasted us last night.
Yep.
You know, the Knicks, and I mean, it was the points in the paint. They dominated the paint. They out-rebound us. I mean, they just had their way with us this whole series, especially
mm-hmm.
game one. Game one literally set the tone. I mean,
yep.
as they had no fear, you know, coming into the Garden and just taking game one. And of course, the home field advantage, and basically that just – they just put their stamp on the whole series. You know,
yeah.
game one was basically – was not an aberration. It was basically – you know, that was the game that set the foundation of the Pacers' dominance against the Knicks this whole postseason.
Yeah, I mean, if we had won that first game, we would have been going back to the Garden right now, man.
Yeah, we would have been talking about Game 7 tomorrow at the Garden, but unfortunately,
okay.
you know, we're going to have to dream about that game
mm-hmm.
because
yeah.
That's not going to happen. Now Pacers are going to get ready to face the Heat, the team that eliminated the Knicks out of the postseason the past year in
mm-hmm.
five games.
Yep.
So now Knicks tape, the tape has rewinded. The VCR has broke down. There's no more Knicks tape this year.
Nope. Pacers tape.
Pacers tape. Pacers DVD. Because I guess they're better than us, so they're more advanced. So I guess now they're Pacers DVD now. Or Blu-ray. Pacers Blu-ray. Pacers Blu-ray. I'm still on the DVD, so I'm, you know. I forgot. Yeah, Blu-ray. Blu-ray is the new thing now. Well, back in my age, we used to have VCRs. Now I sound like an old man now.
But last night, man, When we started to make that comeback, we were up 92-90, and what killed us is Carmelo didn't make some smart plays last night in that fourth quarter.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He didn't score much in that fourth quarter either, and
mm-hmm.
the dunk that he tried to do over Hibbert, I mean...
That was the play of the game.
Jumper. Yeah.
That was the play of the game right there, man. That was the symbolism of the whole playoff series between the Pacers. And the Knicks.
It's idiotic. Like, I don't understand. Like, stop trying to dunk over him.
Man, he should officially be called Dr. Hibbert from The Simpsons, man, because he made a joke of the Knicks' offense.
Tyson Chandler looked like a little baby trying to guard him.
Yeah, man. It was like he reverted back to his baby bull days with Eddie Curry.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy couldn't score. I mean, the guy... clear rebound, really. I mean, this guy rebounded.
Kelly didn't do nothing in the series at all.
Kelly didn't do anything. Nobody did anything. I mean, Melo, I mean, in the first half, he scores some, but then by the fourth quarter, he disappears.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, he did score, like, what, 39 points, but, I mean, he didn't do nothing in the fourth quarter. You had Copeland come out of nowhere and Shumpert nailing threes, but, you know, nobody else. J.R. Smith, I mean, I think he's still in Disturbia with Rihanna after she dumped him. So, I mean, Knicks are in disarray, man. What else can I say? I'm rhyming here somehow. I don't know.
It's and Melo, man, he made those key turnovers, which pretty much cost us the game right there. You know, with those key turnovers, he tried to go into the paint and then try to make the pass to J.R. Smith on one play, and ended up turning the ball over to Stevenson, who went up for an and-one on the other end.
Oh yeah.
And Stevenson killed us, man. The guy had like 25 points, and it seemed like we couldn't stop him in transition at any time.
Exactly. And George Hill, man, he was like on Parker Lewis mode, man. He couldn't lose, man. It's like practically every game in this series when he plays, he beats us, man.
Yeah, well, last night he wasn't that great. He was, but he
well, yeah, that's
some,
true. He had like what,
key shots.
He had like what, he had like 2 points or so?
Yeah, but he did make some key shots, and you know, he's their leader out there, their floor leader, so they rely
exactly.
on him.
Exactly. It was like, as a Knicks fan, I'm afraid to say this. I mean, I know it's not the NBA Finals, but it kind of had like a Willis Reed kind of moment. Like, even though he didn't score that much, it's like him being out there gave them, like, you know, the confidence to you know, whip our behinds. Kind of like when Willis Reed, he scored, what, the first, what, 4 points of game seven of seven, the 70 NBA Finals. But, you know, that was it. But, you know, he just basically ignited the team.
Pretty much, yep.
To clinch the series. So.
Yeah.
What else is there to say, man? The Knicks, you know, they're going home. I mean, they're basically going home. They probably packed their bags today. Going to answer some questions about, you know, how they let this series go.
Yep.
And they got out-hustled, you know.
Well, it was a good season. You know, we won 54 games, won the Atlantic Division, and went to the second round, but the ending was disappointing, and we didn't finish the season strong. So.
Exactly. Yeah, it's very humbling, man.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna have to do a lot to impress me. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm a Knicks fan. I live and die with these guys, but for them to make me, you know, believe that they're gonna take it to the next level, they really gotta make some changes, and they really need to commit on a day to day basis on defense. I mean, sure, offense is gonna come and go, as you can see in this postseason, throughout the whole, even in the Celtics series, the offense was erratic.
Yeah,
you know, low scoring, but defense should be there every night.
Yeah, and it wasn't sometimes.
Yep.
Well, the defense was okay. I mean, but the offense, it was erratic throughout this whole postseason.
Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, some of these games, I mean, if not most of these games, were low scoring. But they've had some times within the games where they let these teams go on runs. I mean, sure, it happens, you know, in NBA games, but just a lot lately. But I mean, come on, this is the playoffs. If they if they would have kept the defensive intensity, you know, throughout the series, you know, we would have been getting ready to play the Heat right now.
And we could have used a little rebound, man. Like, I thought that's what we got Camby for, and you know,
they hardly play Camby.
Yeah, he could have helped. He could have, like, guarded Hibbert. I mean, Camby, he's a pretty good defender. He blocks shots and rebounds, you know.
Yeah.
You know, he's up there now. You know, he's in his late 30s, but, I mean.
And even back in his days, I mean, when he, you know, back last when he was with the Knicks, I mean, he did get out-muscled by, you know, David Robinson and, you know, a young Tim Duncan. But, I mean, you know, at least he would have brought them a – a rebounding, you know, presence. I mean,
yeah, and a shot block and an inside, because the Pacers were scoring inside anytime they wanted.
Oh yeah, yeah, that was pretty obvious. It was like Chandler was in there, and if Chandler was there, he was getting called on fouls.
Yep, and then complaining about it,
like everybody on the Knicks. Shoot, if we had a nickel for every time a Nick got complained for a foul, we would have got paid for doing the show.
I've been rich.
Exactly. Oh man, it's like what could have been.
Yeah. Like you said, unfortunately, we're just going to have to go into this offseason, make some roster adjustments, and we sign guys who are worth keeping.
Yeah,
and
man.
Make some trades, hopefully, to improve the roster.
Now the playoffs, man, it's like, you know, we were this close to getting the championship. It's like, you know, going to your high school prom with the hottest girl in the school, and then just before the day before the prom was gonna happen, you got dumped.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And now all Knicks could do is just watch the last dance with either the
Pacers.
Heat and Pacers or the Grizzlies versus Spurs, which Spurs won commandingly. What was it, like 103-89 or something like that?
Something, yeah. I just watched that game. Grizzlies actually came back in the third quarter. They cut it down to as low as 6, but in the fourth quarter, Spurs just took over and just ran away with the game.
Yep. Yeah, Grizzlies have been, you know, playing very well. I mean, obviously they're still in the Western Conference Finals, so that's very, you know, obvious. But these guys, you know, they got a shot. But then again, they're facing the Spurs, which
Spurs got the
experience.
They upset the Spurs last year. Last year, Spurs were the number 1 seed. Grizzlies were the number 8, and they beat them in the first round. So
yeah, that's true. They got history on their side.
Yeah, Grizzlies do have a format. I mean, and they got some pretty good players. They have
Zach Randolph,
Conley. They're an upcoming team, you know. I still think they're going to win the series. I think they can beat the Spurs.
Yeah, I mean, it is one game. I mean, they still got a shot, you know.
Yeah.
And now you got Pacers and Heat. I mean, I'm trying not to throw up while I'm talking about this series. But you know, you got the team that eliminated us from postseason, and the team that not only eliminated us from the postseason last year, but end up winning, the championship last year. Of course, I'm talking about the Heat, with LeBron James winning his first championship.
Well,
and I expect LeBron to, you know, go back to the finals again.
Yeah, I mean, unlike the Knicks, the Heat actually have a smart basketball playing LeBron James, and they're a smart basketball team. I mean, and I don't think their Pacers are do what they did to the Knicks to the Heat.
I don't think so.
Heat do have more size than the Knicks do. So,
oh yeah,
I see the Heat winning that in 5 games.
Yeah, I agree with that. And it'll be Spurs versus I think it'll be Spurs versus Heat. I'm guessing. You think it's going to be Grizzlies versus Heat?
Yeah, I think it'll be Heat versus Grizzlies. I think that will happen, and I think ultimately Heat will win the championship. Just clear the vomit in my mouth.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Either way, whether Heat faces the Spurs or the Grizzlies, I think they will go back-to-back. And dare I steal a Yankee phrase, belly-to-belly.
Yeah.
So speaking of the Yankees, let's segue here to the Yankees. They were supposed to play against R.A. Dickey and the Blue Jays, but they got the game rained out, as people who are living in the New York City area can see. You know, it's raining outside right now.
Yeah, unfortunately, they couldn't play today because of the rain, so there's rain out, and it'll be scheduled as a doubleheader later in the season. We're going to face R.A. Dickey, your former boy from the Mets.
Yep, exactly.
Who hasn't had a good season. I mean, he's been pitching okay as of late.
Yeah.
But he hasn't been really pitching good since he joined
the Blue Jays
this season. But unfortunately, Yankees were looking to go for the sweep of this series, but we'll have to wait for another matchup with the Toronto Blue Jays. So,
I guess that's the only way they could be playing this deep in the playoffs. In May, you get the idea.
But so we'll have to wait another day to play against R.A. Dickey.
Yep.
The Yankees still in good shape, still leading American League East, one game ahead of the Red Sox. So, and Cano yesterday he had a multi home runs. Yeah, two home runs.
Yep.
Yes, and Yankees beat the Blue Jays 7-2, and of course they won on Friday also. So they'll play tomorrow, Tuesday, against the Orioles, I think. So that should be another good matchup.
Oh yeah, another divisional matchup.
Yep.
And shifting gears with the Mets. They won today against the Cubs in Wrigley by the score of 4-3. The highlights is basically Markham pitched a good game. No, not Markham. G pitched a good game today, and whatchamacallit, Daniel Murphy hit his fourth home run, and Legarris also hit a home run as well in the game. And the Mets win 2 out of 3 because they lost yesterday. Forgot the score. Was it? It was like 7-2. Rick Ankiel he hit a 2-run home run, but that was when all the damage was done by the Cubs. And of course, the highlight of the week, as usual, was Matt Harvey. Getting his fifth win of the season. David Wright and I'm trying to remember who else. Was it Daniel Murphy who homered that game? I'm not sure. But David Wright hit his sixth home run of the year, and the key hit was when Matt Harvey, with two outs, he knocked in the RBI single, his first RBI of the year, which proved to be the game winner.
Mm.
And, basically, Parnell has done the job this year. He notched his fifth and his sixth save on Friday and also on today. So basically, the highlights of this season, the Mets season, is basically Matt Harvey, who I think should start in the All-Star game at Citi Field, David Wright, and Bobby Parnell.
Nice. Mets are on a winning streak here. 2 out of 3, right?
Yep.
It may not be consecutive, but it's something.
And plus they're going back home. They're going to face the Reds. So
yeah.
Hopefully they bring the bats to Citi Field and, let the fans, leave the stadium, Citi Field, with a smile on their face.
Mhm.
And let's switch over to the hockey. The Rangers, they're also in a tailspin. Also, they're not the other Garden team. The Knicks were eliminated last night, and now the Bruins, they're 2-0. On the Rangers right now. They lost 5-2.
Yeah.
So,
Bruins dominated them today.
Oh, yeah. So,
but, Rangers is like the last years with the Washington Capitals. They got down 2-0, but still managed to win that series. So, maybe they could do the same in this one.
Hopefully. They definitely didn't give themselves a choice to, split the series these first two games, so they gotta win at least these two games in a row, and Mm-hmm. In a perfect world, you know, win these next four games. But they got to take it one game at a time. And
pretty much.
Yep. Hopefully Rangers can come back from this 0-2 deficit. But, you know, it's not insurmountable. It's not, you know, 0-3.
Yeah.
And I think there's only been maybe one or two hockey team in history that has come back from that deficit. But, you know, in any sport, it's practically impossible.
Yeah, well, you know, they did it last series against the Capitals, coming down 0-2, maybe. You know, they can do it again, but they can't keep getting down, you know, 0-2 and expect to win it all the time, you know. Cause...
Exactly. That's too much pressure to put on Lundqvist and you know, the offense, you know. So hopefully they can pull on, you know, have a little power left in their sticks.
Yeah.
Their hockey sticks to score some goals. So, you know, good luck with the Rangers.
Yep.
And lastly, tonight is Extreme Rules for WWE.
Yep.
And the tag titles are gonna be on the line. It's gonna be the Shield's Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins versus Team Hell No, which is, of course, Kane and Daniel Bryan. I'm picking the Shield to end the Team Hell No's, I don't know, like 7-month reign as tag team champions.
Yeah, I think they're going to win it also. I think it's time for the Hell No to lose the titles.
Exactly. I think it's long overdue. I mean, they're you know, interesting tag team. But with them holding the titles long, I mean, it's good to have, you know, guys like CM Punk when he was the champion for over a year. I mean, it was working. But now there's not much that Team Hell No could do with the titles.
Yeah, they've pretty much done it all.
Yeah, I mean, the guys who you thought that could challenge, like the Usos, the primetime players who they've been making them look like they were going to be always the number one contenders, but they've beat them so many times for the titles that you can't really take them seriously. So
yep.
I think it's the Shield's time to put some gold on, you know, around their waist.
I agree.
And the other member of the Shield, who's basically the unofficial member, that would be Dean Ambrose. He's going to challenge the newly crowned United States champion, Kofi Kingston, who, like a week or two ago, won it from Antonio Cesaro for the title. And I think Dean Ambrose is going to get his first gold.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a Shield night.
Yeah, this is going to be the night of the Shield.
Yeah.
This is the night when people will believe in the Shield.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else is there? Oh, yeah, the Divas match between Caitlyn and AJ. I think AJ will finally win her first title.
I do. I think so also.
I think she's due. I mean, she is the top diva.
She is, yeah. I think she's going to find a way to win it, either with the help of Ziggler coming from out of nowhere.
Yeah, or Big E. But then again, Ziggler, he was supposed to challenge for the he was supposed to defend his his newly crowned World Heavyweight Championship, which he won the day after WrestleMania in a triple threat ladder match. But since last week on Raw, he got his head kicked by Jack Swagger, so that made him have a concussion.
Yeah.
So basically, you know, the title match isn't, they're postponing the title match for a future Raw instead of the next pay-per-view event. So now tonight's match is going to be an I Quit match between, for the number one contendership between Jack Swagger, We the People, and Alberto Del Rio.
Yeah, it's fine for the 1,000,000th time.
Exactly. I'm hoping this is going to put an end to the whole, you know, Swagger versus Del Rio feud. And of course, I think Del Rio is going to win.
I do think so also.
I just don't see Swagger versus Ziggler, a heel versus heel match for the World Heavyweight Championship. I don't see that happening.
Yeah. Although it might, it's possible it might happen, but yeah, I think Del Rio's going to win it, though.
Yeah. And you got to give credit to Ricardo Rodriguez. I think he's the one that's, you know, helping Del Rio get over.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think Del Rio is going to win the number one contendership and challenge Ziggler to get his title back, which he lost the day after WrestleMania when Ziggler cashed in the Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
What else is going on? I think other than that, it's just a title match between, what's his name?
Mark Henry versus Sheamus. That's
right. Mark Henry and Sheamus, right. I think Sheamus is going to win again.
Yeah, me too.
For the millionth time. Sheamus is going to win. I guess there's nothing really more to say about that. I mean, Sheamus is going to be Mark Henry.
Yeah, for another match just for a 1 millionth time.
Yeah, for a wink-wink upset. Which we all know Sheamus can't lose. And speaking of a guy who, I mean, practically never lose, as evidence of WrestleMania, even though he did lose, you know, to Rock last year. Of course, I'm talking to the WWE champion, which I'm trying not to throw up saying this after I'm still a little bitter by the WrestleMania loss, you know, by The Rock. Of course, I'm talking about the current champion, WWE champion, of course, John Cena. He's gonna defend his title against Ryback, which Ryback today is gonna show, you know, that Ryback rules, except when he's facing John Cena. So, as much as I like to see Ryback win it, even though I'm not really a Ryback fan, really, I think Cena's still gonna win.
I think Ryback has a chance to win the title tonight, to be honest with you.
He has a shot because they're making this whole injury thing, you know, about Cena, you know, ankle being hurt. So he has a shot.
I think he has a good chance to win it.
I'll say 60-40 Cena wins.
Yeah.
But
if Ryback wins it, though.
I can see Ryback winning. And they are, and you know, you might be right, because they are saying that Cena has never lost Extreme Rules, so.
Mm.
For them making a big deal about that, you never know. Ryback could win it.
It'll be fun. Are you going to watch it? Are you buying it on pay-per-view, or are you going to watch it digitally on your computer?
Nah, I'm not going to watch it at all, period. I'm just, I just find it on Raw, you know, when it happens.
Yeah, me too.
Shoot. The only way they would have had a shot of me buying it is if, you know, they would have had The Rock lose the title at Extreme Rules. But, you know, with that whack ending from the, you know, typical ending, you know, at WrestleMania, then I get my money anytime soon. But with that, you have any last words you'd like to say for today?
Just check out my show, iMac, you know, on Saturdays, 11 p.m., and you know, thanks, Will, for having me. And check out this show next week, same time here, Sundays at 6 p.m.
Thank you for that. And I agree. Check out Mac's show, iMac. You know, it's a very funny show. Check that out. And, of course, come back here next week, 6 p.m. Sunday, for this show, Sports Urban Legend. I want to thank you all for listening. I want to thank Mac for being on the show. And I'll see you guys next week.